Every day when I deal with my business teams, it's not my objective that they know the details of the law. Half of them may not know what the Sherman Act is. They may not know what the Clayton Act is. I need them to understand, though, that there are concerns and that they can be found liable for competition activity that is inappropriate. I also need them to know that ignorance of the law is no defense for them. And so it's important that I express to them clearly the things that they can do and that they can't do, and it needs to be portable for them. I don't need them to show up at a meeting or at an industry trade event and someone starts to talk about something inappropriate and they dive into, well, the Sherman Act says. That's not what I need them to do. I need them to quickly recognize that there's a potential issue. I need them to know how to excuse themselves from that meeting. And then I need them to come back to me and talk to me about what's happened and ensure that I understand what occurred and that we properly document it. There are some dominant trends in the antitrust arena that I think we all need to be very mindful of. You know, the first is it's not just the U.S. that's enforcing antitrust laws. It's expanding. We have a lot of global countries that are now really focused on enforcing their competition laws and ensuring that people are, you know, engaging in business in a way that is fair for the consumer. The other issue is the severity in which the penalties are being imposed. It's increasing every year, similar to the FCPA. You know, it used to be you only heard about the U.S. going after companies for FCPA violations. Now you have Brazil with their new law, and they are, you know, pursuing Petrobras. You have the U.K. Bribery Act, and the U.K. is now pursuing. So you have all of these countries that are now actually enforcing their laws.